Non-emergency medical procedures that had been canceled due to COVID-19 are resuming in Illinois today. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with Carle Hospital's Associate Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Blair Rowitz, to learn more.
The procedures that were canceled were procedures that were deemed as not necessary within 90 or 120 days in terms of preventing harm to patients. And so that would be things like joint replacement surgeries, elective bariatric surgeries. So these were things that were essential to health, but not necessarily immediately. And those were the type of things. We certainly went ahead with any procedures that were urgent or emergent.
How is Carle prioritizing which procedures are being scheduled first? Because with so many that have been canceled, they all can't come back at the same time, right? So I guess how are things being prioritized on Carle's end?
We're using the patient's needs first, and our providers are looking at the individual cases and making a determination of how quickly this needs to be done for the patient's health and safety and the degree of their symptoms. So we're starting with the most acute problems and then moving forward.
What are the specific steps Carle is taking to protect patients as they come in, and how are you addressing concerns from people who may be concerned about possible exposure to COVID-19 and wondering maybe I should further postpone this procedure?
That's our number one initiative, is that keeping the safety of our patients at hand as a priority. So a couple things we're doing. First of all, the social distancing things in our waiting rooms and our operating rooms and our entrances, similar things that are being done in other public places. And then wearing of appropriate personal protective equipment like masks, screening patients and providers and staff for symptoms of COVID infections. As far as patients coming in for surgery, as part of state recommended guidelines, we will be testing all of our elective surgery patients for COVID-19. And that test will have to be done within 72 hours of surgery. Patients will have to have negative COVID results to go ahead with elective surgery. Of course, any urgent surgeries would proceed under other precautions. And then we're going to ask patients, once they've had that test, to quarantine themselves at home up until the time of their surgery to reduce the risk of transmission to other patients.
And telehealth has become a lot more common during the pandemic. So I was wondering, will electronic visits continue to take place whenever possible, even as the state is allowing these elective procedures to be resuming now in person?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an important part of healthcare moving forward. We still have to maintain social distancing, again, within our clinics as well. And so that's going to decrease the number of people that we can see in person compared to what we saw before. And so really our philosophy is anybody that can be managed effectively with a telemedicine visit, we'd like to go ahead and utilize that tool and save the visits and the space for people who really need to be seen. There are certain conditions where providers have to examine patients directly, and the providers will be looking at their schedules and trying to anticipate the best type of visit for patients. I do want patients to feel very comfortable about coming for their care at Carle. It is very safe. There is a risk that delaying care could actually lead to more harm and more risk than coming to our facilities for your care. If you have any patients have any concerns, please call your providers, talk to them, and they can give you an idea of whether it's safer for you to come in and be checked or to stay away.
That's Dr. Blair Rowitz, Associate Chief Medical Officer at Carle in Urbana. He spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. Learn more about how other healthcare providers in East Central Illinois are taking precautions as they resume elective procedures at illinoisnewsroom.org.